WRCL FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock and it's 64 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. High surf and storm surge after Tropical Storm Alberto formed in the Gulf of Mexico. It's the first named storm this hurricane season, and it's already dumped 10 inches of rain in some spots, killed at least 3 people in Mexico. And along the south coast of Texas, they're bracing for flooding with tropical storm warnings from Houston to Brownsville. Meanwhile, heavy rain expected to swamp New Mexico again today, triggering dangerous flooding. Louisiana has become the first state to require the Ten Commandments be displayed in public classrooms. Republican Governor Jeff Landry at Wednesday's bill signing.
Because if you want to respect the rule of law, you got to start from the original lawgiver, which was Moses.
That's right. Amen.
The ACLU expects to challenge the Biden administration canceling a top-level meeting with Israeli officials after Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu claimed the U.S. was withholding military aid from Israel. This is ABC News. The Pentagon says a senior ISIS official was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Syria. His death is expected to disrupt the group's ability to conduct terror attacks. It follows the arrest of 8 ISIS suspects here in the U.S. this month. Today ushers in the start of summer with the solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, but you may not know that the longest day or shortest night of 2024 is one for the history books. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more.
Summer solstice marks the day in the year when daylight hours are at their peak and the sun's arc at its highest in the sky. That occurs today across the Northern Hemisphere, 4:51 p.m. Eastern to be exact. This year, summer solstice arrives earlier than it has in 228 years when George Washington was president. Usually the longest day and shortest night fall on June 21st. But due to leap day in 2024, the timing for solstice is affected on the Gregorian calendar.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures to range up into that mid-70 degree area and mostly cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm again today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog, a 40% chance of scattered showers, and a low of 63. Friday, a few breaks of sun, warmer and muggy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high of 82. Tomorrow night, muggy, a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, and a low of 68. Saturday, warm and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 86. Sunday, 81, partly sunny and turning less humid with a slight chance of a shower. That's how it goes weather-wise. Yesterday, we topped out at 83, and that was early in the morning. We did receive 17 one-hundredths of an inch of rain during the day and evening yesterday. This morning, we rise and shine with cloudy skies. The air is calm, and we have received 2/100ths of an inch of rain so far on the day. Today is Thursday, June 20th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner
have you ever thought there wouldn't be no Santa Claus? Or look what the storm just brought, thank God for kids. And we'd all live in a quiet house without Big Bird or a Mickey Mouse. Kool-Aid on the couch, thank God for kids. Thank God if there's magic for a while. A special kind of sunshine and a smile. Do you ever stop to think or wonder why? The nearest thing to heaven is a child. Daddy, how does this thing fly? And 100 other where's and why? I really don't know, but I try. Thank God for kids. When I look down in those trusting eyes that look to me, I realize there's love that I can't buy. Thank God for kids. Thank God for kids. There's magic for a while. Kind of sunshine in a smile. Do you ever stop to think or wonder why? The nearest thing to heaven is a child. When you get down on your knees tonight and thank the Lord for his guiding light, pray they turn out right. Thank God for kids. Thank God for kids.
Gonna get an amen right there. Oak Ridge Boys, and Thank God for Kids as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, our national anthem performed by Mr. Alan Jackson. Hello, everybody. It's time for us to get together again with the Light in the Milk House show on a Thursday morning, June 20th. We have some info to get you in the know. We'll talk about a Brewer win again in California. That's coming up when we check sports in a few minutes this morning. And we'll get you all pumped up for the day in Southwest Wisconsin with the Light in the Milk House show. A little more rain in the night. That means a little more dust washed off the old Pontiac vibe yesterday. So, too much junk for me to get it in the garage. You know, one of the things I need to do is kind of make a raid, as my mother used to say. You know, she just back the truck up and start flinging. And I probably need to do that. Make more space for the vibe or for what I buy at garage sales this year. 64 at WRCO as we start the chores. Here's George Strait.
She's on his mind once again. The same old stew, the same old fool. Played by the rules but didn't win. There's an old love in his heart that he can't lose. He'd try forgetting, but he knows that it's no use. He's got a fool. Only world, that string of pearls that slipped away. A thousand eyes, a thousand times, he doesn't mind what they say. He fills a jukebox, then plays the same old song. He fills his glass, and then he turns her memory on. But it's a fool. patiently here every night so it can fool him more. He's got a foolhardy memory. It won't let him see that she walked out the door. He's got a foolhardy memory. He sits patiently.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times and you'll have good times doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand.
Tammy Wynette on WRCO, The Light in the Milk House Show. It is 13 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. And a reminder today that the Southwest Cap pop-up food pantry truck will be in the area today. The truck will be in Rockbridge at the Natural Bridge store from 10:30 until 11:30. And in Casanova near Alibi's Bar and Grill from 12:30 until 1:30. All are welcome from the surrounding areas as well. Southwest Cap is required to collect names, ages, addresses, and household size. A slip of paper with names, addresses, and birth dates will speed up the process. Richland Center Lions Monthly Car Cruise and Burgers Night will be held tonight from 5 until 8 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The Village of Muscadet will be spraying for mosquitoes tonight. They will be getting that done, weather permitting. The Richland area senior citizens will have a brat stand Friday and Saturday from 10:30 until 2 or until sold out at the Bindle Tire and Auto parking lot. And as a part of the Richland Hospital and Clinic's centennial celebration, they are sponsoring free admission at the Woodman Aquatic Center coming up on Friday as a thank you to the community and to encourage a healthy, active lifestyle. There you go. Reminders from Community Calendar today. Getting you caught up.
One another, everybody in the whole world holding body's feet and room enough for all to have a piece of land. And the wars cannot exist when there's all togetherness. Everybody in the whole world holding hands.
Oh, I agree. We'll grow the grass. Love can rule the world at last. Life a child can understand.
Freddie Hart on WRCO Radio. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday, June 20th. Summer comes in later today. Are you ready?
I just might be a pleasant dream that will haunt you for all time. Sometimes peaceful and serene, sometimes staring at your mind. I might be that scent of perfume on that pillow where I used to lay. I just might be the best thing that you ever threw away. I just might be a soft caress that you wish was still around.
It is 20 minutes after 5, time now for a sports update sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Milwaukee Brewers beat the Angels 2-0 yesterday. Freddy Peralta struck out 8 over 6 innings of 3-hit ball. He outdueled Tyler Anderson, who yielded just 1 run over 7 innings. Rhys Hoskins and Willy Adames drove in runs for the Brewers, who took 2 of 3 in Anaheim to open their California road trip. Anderson held his opponents to 1 run for the 6th time in his Sunday's last seven starts, but lost for the third time in that stretch. The veteran left-hander allowed four hits and three walks over seven sharp innings, striking out five. The Brewers move on now with Bryce Wilson on the mound tonight in San Diego to begin a four-game series with the Padres. Also yesterday, in interleague play, Atlanta 7-0 over Detroit. Texas beat the Mets 5-3. In the National League, Pittsburgh 1-0 over Cincinnati. Miami 4, St. Louis 3. San Diego 5-2 over Philadelphia. The Cubs 6, San Francisco 5. Washington 3-1 over Arizona. Colorado 7, and the Dodgers 6. In the American League, Cleveland 8, Seattle 0. Boston 7-3 over Toronto. Houston 4, the White Sox 1. Baltimore 7-6 over the Yankees. Tampa Bay 3, Minnesota 2, Oakland 5-1 over Kansas City. Also, the Packers have released Jack Podlesny to narrow their kicking competition to two players. His exit leaves incumbent Anders Carlson and former Minnesota Viking Greg Joseph as the two kickers on Green Bay's roster competing for a spot. That's an update on sports.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Well, summertime officially is coming in this afternoon, so we're well on our way. We need a summertime polka. With the Teddy G Orchestra and Horsey, keep your tail up today. 5:25, Lightning the Mail Cow Show time, 64 in Richland Center, and here's Elvis.
Get up in the morning, feeling mighty weak, the tossing and a turn. Well, I ain't had no sleep, oh baby, what roads all I've taken? To romance or heartbreaking? Won't you say which way you're gonna go? I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. 99 make 14, 4 and 4 make 9. The clock is striking 13, I think I lost my mind. You know it's getting aggravating. How long can I keep waiting? Tell me if you love me, yes or no. I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. Till the end of time. Saw the fortune teller, I had my fortune read. She sent me to the doctor, who sent me straight to bed. He said, I'm lonesome and I'm lovesick. I got my mind on lipstick. Will you kiss away my cares and woe? I gotta know, gotta know. Mind on lipstick. Shoo-be-doo-be-da-da. Will you kiss away my cares and woe? I gotta know, gotta know.
When she bought her first heels, I was there. When she combed those last pigtails from her hair. When she wore her sister's dress to the prom, I must confess, when the last dance was danced, I was there. When I first fell in love, she was there. I can still remember when and where. But life gives and takes, and we all have our breaks. When she broke her first heart, I was there. When she walked down the aisle, I was there. She took the vows to always love and care. With dignity and grace, I quietly took my place. With the friends of the bride, I was there. When they had their first fight, and she called in the night, and right, I was there. And when he left her again, and she needed a friend, like the fool I've always been, I was there. The last time we met, he was there.
Brothers on the Light in the Milk House Show. Today's high 75, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, patchy fog, and a 40% chance of scattered showers, a low of 63. Right now in Richland Center, we are at our low of 63. We have picked up 0.02 of an inch of rain early on this morning. It is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years, Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Being a part of FFA in Wisconsin is getting easier. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. It's getting easier for Wisconsin students to participate in FFA programs. Jesse Thompson is the new Wisconsin FFA president. He tells Brownfield some students have already benefited from the state's open enrollment opportunities, where students can transfer to other districts without a tuition cost. Thompson says he knows of one Eastern Wisconsin student that made the most of an open enrollment with FFA.
She grew up on a farm, but there was just not an opportunity for her to join FFA in her original school. So she was able to open enroll to a school and take advantage of the opportunities.
Thompson says Wisconsin now has a new way for students to get involved in FFA, as the state's first virtual chapter charter was awarded last week to Destinations Career Academy.
What an exciting thing to award at convention, I tell you. That was so exciting to see as the advisor and, you know, a couple new students cross that stage and receive the charter. And just exciting to see what opportunities we can offer now that we have our first virtual chapter.
Christy Meyer with the National FFA Organization tells Brownfield there are now 20 virtual FFA chapters nationwide. A major U.S. trading partner is paying attention to farm bill negotiations. USDA Undersecretary for Trade Alexis Taylor spoke to Brownfield during a trade mission in Vancouver, Canada, Wednesday.
In Canada, they watch closely the discussion around the farm bill. You know, from my perspective for the trade programs, obviously those market development programs are critical.
She calls the trade mission historic as it highlights products made by tribal businesses and indigenous producers. She says the farm bill is an essential tool for creating excitement and interest in indigenous products. Wet and windy weather is making it difficult for farmers to control weeds. University of Minnesota Extension crop educator Liz Stahl says growers were lucky to get a pre-emergence herbicide on.
The thing is, now it's just a challenge to get a post-emergence application on there and in a timely manner, because we do have, depending on the crop, you know, and depending what product you're using, a lot of these products do have restrictions based on either height or crop development of when you want to put those on.
She tells Brownfield most products work best if applied when weeds are no more than 3 to 4 inches tall.
Now with the excessively wet conditions, weed growth has been a little bit slower, and it's been a little bit cooler, it seems, at times too. You know, again, that's up for debate as well, but I just haven't seen really rapid growth yet.
Stahl says when conditions are fit, farmers should consider including a residual herbicide to control weeds that develop later in the season, like water hemp. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been relatively quiet this week. Bids have been slow to surface and asking prices have been noted at $189 live in the south, while the north has been quiet. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until probably sometime on Friday. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers and heifers over 550 pounds were steady to $5 higher. Calves under 550 pounds are mostly steady to firm compared to the sale 2 weeks ago. The USDA says demand was good for moderate supplies of calves in yearlings. Medium and large one feeder steer, 662 to 697 pounds, were up 280 to 304.50. Feeder steers, 977 pounds, were up 236.10. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 700 to 745 pounds, were up 257 to $265. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand from moderate offerings. Choice up 18 cents at $320.70. Select was 95 cents lower at $303.26. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down about 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a solid negotiated run. This is back-to-back days of larger runs, which we haven't seen a lot lately. Processors, though, were able to move needed numbers without having to get aggressive or bid up. That will likely result in a couple of days of slow business later today and tomorrow. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.51 with a weighted average of $87.51. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.34 lower with a weighted average of $87.71. And the Western Corn Belt was down $1.44 with a weighted average of $87.60. Pork values closed modestly lower, down 37 cents at $97.66. Bellies were sharply lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 483,000 head. That's up 13,000 on the week and up about 32,000 on the year. The CME was closed Wednesday in observance of the Juneteenth federal holiday. On Tuesday, live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of the week's direct business and Friday's on feed numbers. Feeders had additional pressure from the modestly higher move in corn, and lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher on oversold signals and demand optimism. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News. Opportunities to grow pork exports. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with this Brownfield Livestock Market Update. The National Pork Board sees Central America, the Caribbean, and Africa as foundational markets for U.S. pork export growth. Vice President of International Market Development Courtney Knupp says Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and the Caribbean present a lot of opportunity.
One, they're close to home. They have a preference for pork, and we can grow a consumption. So also at market size as well as market share is a focus for us. So we're great positioning there, but we also continue to have our eye and are working on developing Africa.
During a recent interview with Brownfield at the World Pork Expo, she said half of the African content will consume pork based on religious preference.
And so I know the National Pork Producers Council, they work on market access, so they're continuing to target countries like South Africa to get more preferential access for us. We're working with Cold Chain Alliance to work on infrastructure.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Legislative reform of child labor on Farm and Off is a tug of war, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Child labor was common in this country through the 1930s until laws began regulating it. It's normal for kids on farms to work, and the law allows that. But there are still efforts to legislate tougher standards. Reed Mackey coordinates a group called the Child Labor Coalition, which supports a bill in Congress called the Children's Act for Responsible Employment.
Importantly, it would raise the age of hazardous child labor in agriculture. It's 18 in all other industries, but in agriculture, it's only 16. It would raise it to 18, the same as everything else.
Mackey says industry lobbying has effectively kept the bill from passing.
We've been kind of the lead group that's been working with congressional offices to get it introduced every session. And there was only one time in the last 30 years where we thought we might actually have a chance of getting a House floor vote.
Mackey says the health and safety of child workers is at stake.
You have to be 21 to buy cigarettes, but you can be 12 and work in a tobacco field. It really makes no sense at all. There is a voluntary tobacco company policy not to hire kids under 16 in tobacco fields, but there isn't really much evidence that this is working. And the problem with a voluntary policy is that it's not enforceable.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchie Lumber. Harchie's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchie Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
With tight margins, many dairy farmers are looking for more than a milk check. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Margins are tight for many dairy producers, and some are looking for ways to diversify their revenue. Brownfield's Michelle Stangler has more.
A recent survey from the University of Missouri found commercial dairies in the state have decreased nearly 70% over the past decade. Central Missouri dairy farmer Ted Broomer says he's found a market selling bull calves, and there's a long waiting list.
The bull calf market has been pretty hot.
He tells Brownfield he's able to meet the needs of the industry.
There's not as many dairy cattle in the state, especially not in our area. There's only two left in our county.
Broomer Dairy milks about 160 cows and has 150 to 200 acres of row crops near Jefferson City, Missouri. For Brownfield Ag News, I'm Michelle Stangler.
Before the Juneteenth holiday yesterday, the Global Dairy Trade Index went down 0.5% in Tuesday's trading session. The big gainer there was butter, up 6.2% to $7,350 a metric ton. That equates to $3.33 per pound. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 48, no sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks went down another 5.5 cents, totaling 11 cents in 2 days. The closing price, 186, with 6 sales recorded. Cheese barrels dropped 6 cents to 194 with 3 sales. Butter was unchanged at 310 and 3 quarters, but no sales. Not that dry milk, down 0.25 cent to 119 with 3 sales. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange was closed yesterday for the Juneteenth holiday, but they are open again today. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 75 with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, northeast to east winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, a 40% chance of scattered showers, a low of 63. For Friday, a few breaks of sun, warmer and muggy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with a high of 82. Saturday, 86, again with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Right now in Richland Center, it is 63 degrees. That is the overnight low. And we have received 2/100ths of an inch of rain early on this morning. This is the Light in the Milk House Show. 15 before 6 as we wake the town and tell the people. This is Jeannie C. Riley.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. She said, Mama, got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dresses way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be a bringing up your little girl this way.
and it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, "I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. Sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwitta Jones be told to keep her window shades on pulled completely down?"
Kiss you like I used to.
Charlie Rich and Janie Fricke on WRCO's Light in the Milk House show. Coming up, Tony's weather. He'll kind of fill us in on what we can expect. They do mention rain in just about every day part, but that doesn't sound like a lot. Yesterday, actually, was fairly comfortable with a nice breeze during the day and noticeably cooler. Almost need my jacket this morning. It's cold. Like 83 yesterday morning at this time. 63 right now. This is Red Akins.
She's got a sticker on her pickup, says insured by Smith & Wesson. She's a little Texas twister in a big old black Stetson. She's an angel in red rovers and a devil in blue jeans. She's every cowgirl's nightmare and she's every cowboy's dream. She can rope and ride a bareback, tangle with the best, brand a longhorn down a long neck, long tame the whole wild west. She's the cutest, toughest, sweetest, roughest gal I've ever seen. She's every cowgirl's nightmare and she's every cowboy's dream. Lord, they're bucking for a chance. With a tiny little two-step, she can start a stampede. Cause she's every cowgirl's nightmare and she's every cowboy's dream. She can rope and ride a bareback, tango with the best, brand the longhorn down a long neck, Lord, she tamed the whole wild west. Now she's the cutest, toughest, sweetest, roughest gal I've ever seen. Cowgirl's nightmare and she's every cowboy's dream. Ain't she the cutest, toughest, sweetest, roughest gal you ever seen? She's every cowgirl's nightmare, every cowboy's dream.
We hope you have a great Thursday in Southwest Wisconsin. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your Southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The Muscadine Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. More unsettled weather conditions on the way here the next couple of days as a front is stalled out running from lower Michigan down through Kansas. There's a band of rain along that and just north of it running from Kansas all the way up through southern Iowa into south and east Wisconsin. It's a little bit damp out there, especially in our south and east portions of our listening area for this morning. Now, we are expecting some rather humid conditions really to intensify as we get into Friday and Saturday. As the system starts to lift northward, it will likely generate some additional showers and thunderstorms at times as well. The heaviest rain, though, over the next couple of days should fall in Minnesota through northwest and central Wisconsin. Some of those areas could see at least 4 or 5 inches of rain, with flash flooding a major concern. Around here, the rain should be a bit lighter, but still an inch or two not out of the question through Saturday night. We should catch a break Sunday and Monday before the next system hits Monday night with another good chance of substantial showers. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, high in the mid-70s. Northeast wind becoming east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog, 40% chance of scattered showers, low at 63, wind from the east at 2 to 5. Tomorrow, a few breaks of sunshine, warmer and muggy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, high reaching about 82, east-southeast wind between 5 and 10. Friday night, muggy with a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, low in the upper 60s. Saturday, warm but humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, high 86. Heading into Sunday, partly sunny, turning less humid, just a slight chance of a shower, low in the mid-60s, high near 81. Monday, partly cloudy and warm, low 60, high 85. Thunderstorms at night, and Tuesday, chance of showers early, then partly cloudy and warm, high 87. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
64 right now with cloudy skies, some light fog as well. 83 was yesterday's high. We did pick up 17 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high, June 20th of 1988. We topped out in triple digits at 105. Record low, 37 in 1963. Last year's high was 87 and the low, 57. Sunset will happen at 8:45 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:21 for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer is up a bit at 30.28. We have picked up 2 one-hundredths of an inch of rain early on this morning. Light fog again and some cloudy conditions. We're up one from the overnight low. It is 64.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news at 6 is sponsored.